I'd like to call the committee. Good afternoon, I'd like to call the Committee on Agriculture to order. Kim, if you please call the roll.
Chair Grimsley.
Here.
Vice Chair Rader. Senator Bax. Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Farmer. Senator Huckel.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Yeah, here.
Senator Powell. Senator Roussan. Senator Stube.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Kim. We'll go to tab one, Senate Bill 674 on steroid use in racing greyhounds. That's by Senator Young, and you are recognized to explain your bill when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and committee members. Thank you for hearing this bill as the only bill on your agenda today. It is meaningful to me, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this. This bill is identical to the bill we passed last year. It would ban the use of anabolic steroids, which is primarily testosterone, in racing greyhounds. The bottom line for doing this bill is that if these greyhounds are going to be forced to race, which I do not believe they should at least be treated humanely. And I do not believe that dosing female greyhounds with male testosterone hormones is humane treatment. And that is the bill.
Okay. Having heard the explanation, members, any questions on the bill? Okay, we'll move into the amendatory process. There's a delete all amendment on the desk, barcode 846-556 by Senator Rader. And Senator Rader, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Madam Chairman, I withdraw that amendment at this time.
Okay, so that amendment withdrawn. Okay, so we're back on the bill. Any questions on the bill, members? Any public testimony?
Yes.
We have Kate McFall, who is the State Director for the Humane Society. Ways and Support, thank you. And Jennifer Hobgood, the State Legislative Director for ASPCA. She Ways and Support, thank you. And Carrie Thiel, who is the Executive Director from, I think it says Grazie USA?
Grazie K USA.
Okay. Thank you, Ways and Support. And Ramon Mari, the Florida Greyhound Association.
You can always wave.
We can. May I?
Of course, my friend.
Members, I know that this is the first time that this bill comes to the Agriculture Committee, and I wanted to first of all thank Senator Rader for offering a compromise amendment that we thought would fix some of the issues with the bill. Just to put it in context, all we're trying to do is provide these animals and the individuals that raise and take care of these animals with options when it comes to birth control. And since the amendment was withdrawn, I'll leave it at that, and we can talk about the bill if the chair so desires. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Jeff Cockcamp with the Florida Greyhound Association.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. One thing, and I know this is well-intended, frankly, the senator I have great respect for. I don't think she's been giving accurate information. If you know anything about dogs, they like to do three things: eat, sleep, and run. Nobody forces a greyhound to run. They are born super athletes. They run over 40 miles an hour. It's in their DNA. What this bill does is takes away the only form of birth control used in the greyhound industry. It is a low-dose, non-performance-enhancing steroid. If it enhanced performance, then all the female dogs would win all the races, which they don't. They actually underperform by percentage. This would also take away the ability of a veterinarian to use these drugs for prescriptions to treat illnesses and injuries. Simple search on PetMD. There are plenty of valid uses for these drugs by a veterinarian. We think it should be the decision of the veterinarian on how they want to treat a dog. So I understand why this bill was filed, and I don't think, unfortunately, that we're really getting at the heart of what this is all about. If the bill passes, and I suspect it will, you are, just so you know and go through this with your eyes open, you are taking away the only form of birth control, which essentially wipes out half of the population of racing dogs because they're not going to be able to operate like they do today. And I think that's what this is really all about, is to snuff out the industry, not about steroids.
Members, any question? Senator Rusan.
So as you testified to us today, there is no other form of birth control but this particular steroid.
This is the one used by the industry. It's the one approved by the International Commission that approves these sorts of things. It has nothing to do with performance enhancement. It's already illegal to give any drug that enhances performance to a dog. So, yes, to answer your question, this is what is used. It is a low-dose tablet, a chewable tablet given to the female racing dogs.
But it sounds like there is another form of birth control, but the association just didn't approve that. Is that what I'm
Well, I don't know about the association. This is the one that's the standard in the industry, the only one I know of, and I'm not going to say I'm an absolute expert. It's the only one I know of. And if it doesn't enhance performance, which, of course, it couldn't, it's a low dose, then I don't understand even the purpose, to be honest with you.
Okay. Any other questions? Senator Powell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Governor Kotkamp, the question I have is, you've emphasized low dose and steroid, indicating that it's non-performance enhancing. I'm not very familiar with steroids, at least not personally. Is it possible that a steroid would not enhance performance? Even from my understanding, let's say somebody is weak and they're on antibiotics and they got some kind of sickness and they are given steroids. From my understanding, those steroids help to, boost the immune system but also, not that they're trying, but boost other things as well. Is it possible that even if it's low dose, that it does enhance performance, or is it that this dose takes out whatever it is that a steroid would do to enhance performance?
Madam Chair. Well, I think the evidence of that is simply that female racing dogs don't win all the races. They actually win fewer races than by percentage of the population of racing dogs. This is a low dose, and you raise a good point, because even humans, you can be given a low-dose steroid to promote healing, to promote, if you've got an infection, to boost your immune system, but it doesn't mean that you wake up the next day looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It doesn't boost, it's not a muscle growth, it's just a promotion of healing in these low doses. But there is zero evidence this has anything to do with the enhancement of performance, and that's illegal already.
Anything else? Okay.
Thank
you for being here. I think there's no other public testimony. We are in debate. Anybody wishing to debate? Okay, so Senator Young, you're recognized to close, and maybe you can address a couple of those things in your close.
Thank you. I would love to. Because I have respect for Governor Kotkamp, but I have been researching this. This is the eighth year that I've worked on greyhound issues in this legislature, and the arguments change a lot. They morph from the other side, but guys, these are dollar bills running around the track on four legs. Do not be fooled for the reason that we are talking about this. I think it was Mr. Morey said that greyhounds like to do three things: eat, sleep, and run, right? Or eat, whatever. And I think they do love to run. And I think if they were in an open field, they would love to run. Or in a park, they would love to run. I don't think that they would like to be confined in a kennel 22 to 23 hours a day, where they can barely stand up or turn around, and then given one opportunity to run, which is not their choice. I mean, they're animals, and they run around a track. And then they're dosed with testosterone, the females are. But actually, we don't know, because there's no testing at DBPR for steroids, we don't know whether it's a low dose or a high dose, and we don't know whether they're dosing males as well. We have no way to tell that. No way. And don't forget that this is gambling. This is people gamble on these animals. And if some of these animals are on steroids, which are performance-enhancing drugs, that is why we do not allow them in human athletes in any way. They are performance-enhancing drugs, and it is basically akin to cheating if some of the animals are doped and some are not. What I'm saying here today is that there – oh, and I do want to add one other thing. There are two other forms of preventing a dog from going into heat that I'm aware of. One, and that has been used in other racing states, is separation of the dogs. Females are in one kennel and the males are in another. It costs more, which is why they don't want to do it. The other is an estrogen-based medication like Megestrol, which does not create the aggressive behavior and is not considered a performance-enhancing drug. My supposition is that Megestrol probably costs more than testosterone, which is why the industry doesn't use it, mm-hmm. right? So I think I've addressed the questions or the issues that were raised. This is the right thing to do for these dogs that are forced into this industry against their will. They have a two-year racing career, and God hope they're adopted afterward, because otherwise they're euthanized. I ask for your favorable support.
Senator Young, having closed on her bill, the Administrative Assistant will please call the roll on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 674.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stube?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
No.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes, and by your vote, show Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 674 reported favorably.
Thank you
for being here. Any other business before the committee? Senator Stube moves we adjourn. Without objection, show the meeting is adjourned.